coronavirus update.
And here we go, coronavirus update. Let's have a look. Calls for authorities, to authorities for the antiparasitic drug ivermectin used in animals to be endorsed for the treatment of COVID-19 virus continue to grow louder. South African Health Products Authority, SAHPRA, have confirmed that they remain unmoved in their classification of the drug until more conclusive evidence to sanction it is, in the fight against COVID-19 has been received. So we're waiting for those trials proper. Extensive trials to be completed, and as soon as we know, I promise you, we'll let you know. I'm even going to speak to Professor Tulio de Oliveira about ivermectin later this week.
Also this morning in your COVID-19 update, according to the New York Post, 23 people have died in Norway within days of receiving their first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine, with 13 of those deaths apparently related to the side effects of that shot. So now, guys, this is how fake news spreads, because I've had to stop that story there. We'd have a lot more anti-vaxxers. Mm. All 13, by the way, of the patients were nursing home patients and were at least 80 years old. So I'm just letting you know that. They say that the medical officials are saying that this vaccine has little risk, but it is increased in cases where the recipient is vulnerable or, of course, over 80.
I also left out the all-important part of they passed away before they got to have their second shot.
There's
a whole bunch
that's,
of
that's
that.
Very
I saw
important.
That headline. Yeah. It was so misleading and it was so irresponsible. And it was the, if you found it on someone's page, you just go, okay, that's another anti-vaxxer. So it was like, it was.
So you've
got to watch
out. The dosages are being given to the very aged, and the very aged are passing away anyway. That's what's happening.
And Darren Moore, I thought you were joking earlier when you said there's a new ice cream flavor called Pandemic. Well, I looked up and you are right. So if infecting more than 93 million people across the globe wasn't enough, well, COVID-19 has now been found in ice cream.
Lies from your mouth.
Ice cream. I'm McNam, but ice cream. Ice cream. Ne? So three ice cream samples. Chocolate, strawberry, and taro.
Thank goodness it's not in rum and raisin.
It's Darren's last way to get drinks.
You're listening now, you're like, oh, don't say it.
Don't say chocolate ganache. Don't say chocolate ganache.
All my friends will be having rum and raisin with Coke.
That's why I had to say there's nothing in Magnum. Magnum is still fine. So all three of those, those are the three samples, and they tested positive for traces of the coronavirus after they were submitted for a food inspection in northern eastern China's Tianjin municipality. So I'm not even surprised anymore, bro. Like, what's
it's
next?
Crazy. It's crazy. Like, with all the other bugs, you always thought to yourself, if you cook it or if you freeze it, you're fine. And now you're finding that this is living on ice cream. You're like, come on now.
Hey.
It's indestructible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was making a glass of, I was just putting ice in water the other day, and I dropped the ice on the ground. Normally you just pick the ice up and put it back in.
10-second
like,
rule,
no,
bro.
No, it touched the ground. That's gone. It's quarantined.
Your ground is the cleanest it's ever been at your house. Brad, this is the time to be eating off the floor.
All right, let's have a look at the worldometer. And it has changed since the last time we spoke to you. It was a month since last we spoke to you. We're 5 million away from 100 million global coronavirus cases. While we were on leave, we hit the 2 million fatalities to COVID-19. 2 million. The comparisons now to the Spanish flu are not even comparisons anymore. America, for one point. During the Spanish flu, lost 649,000 people, and with 400,000 deaths so far, it looks like they might even equal the Spanish flu numbers. The difference is that was 100 years ago. We have 100 years of science and technology and information technology, and yet it has humbled us like the Spanish flu. The numbers that you're looking out for here in South Africa are just before case positive in the testing. At the worst part of the second wave, we were at 33% case positive in the testing. We want to bring that back down. We're down to about 23%, and as soon as we get down to around about 10%, we can relatively get back to life as normal. Everything else is just numbers, apart from the factors. It took us 8 months to get to 20,000 deaths in South Africa and 8 weeks to add another 17,000 to that. So just do what you're doing. 2020 was a rehearsal. 2021, we know what we're doing.
Darren, Carrie and Sky, East Coast Radio.